Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live Thoroughbred Racing is back at Del Mar for the Bing Crosby meet now through November 30th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Pamplemousse Grill, experience a grade one dining experience at the Pamplemousse Grill on your next visit to Del Mar. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike. I am live at Del Mar. My regular co-host, John Lindo, is up in Las Vegas. We're going to check in with him in just 1 minute. It's closing weekend at Del Mar, the Turf Festival in full swing. A couple stakes races today on an 11-race card, which kicks off early today, 11:30 first post at Del Mar. We're also going to have coverage from Churchill Downs. They've got that Stars of Tomorrow card, 12 races, all two-year-olds. They kick off at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We'll also have coverage from Aqueduct and Gulfstream Park. And John Lindo from the Lindo Loft Las Vegas style took in Thanksgiving up there. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Good morning, and looking forward to the Turf Festival races at Del Mar. And, again, those two-year-olds at Churchill, that's fun. 12 races all juveniles and fast and firm in the sports book and race book at the South Point. And family's out here. Wife's doing a little shopping. It's a good weekend.
Well, you're going to have to win some money to cover that. I know Nella likes to get busy right after Thanksgiving on the shopping. So you're going to have to make some money in that race book today over at the South Point, John.
Yeah, takeout is high this weekend, so we're going to have to battle that number as we go to the race book today.
Well, let's talk about this closing weekend at Del Mar. I think it's been a terrific fall meet. Of course, Breeders' Cup early and the Turf Festival to close it down. 11 good races today and 11:30 a.m. first post. And it's going to be fun, John. And you mentioned also that Churchill Downs card. I don't know where they come up with all the two-year-olds to fill 12 races, but that's always a fantastic card.
It really is. And you know, you get the sprinters, routers, dirt, turf, everything else there. And the weatherman was nice enough to Del Mar. There was, you know, a little chance of rain looking forward to this weekend, and it's cleared out. The weather's going to be nice out at Del Mar, so we'll be fast and firm. And the turf racing this time of year at Del Mar is fantastic.
John, let's talk about some news which came out during the week where FedEx has canceled horse flights from now through the end of December. And the impact that's already had. Noble Confessor, who was scheduled to run in today's Hollywood Derby, did not come out. How is this going to affect racing and, you know, particularly like the opening day Santa Anita card where we could get some potential shippers in there?
Well, exactly. A Tuesday, FedEx announced that they were suspending all the horse flights until January for a couple of reasons. The main one is that they use those MD-11 freighter planes, and that's one of those planes was involved in that UPS crash in Louisville. And so as the investigation goes on, they're shutting those planes down for now. And then the last half of the month, obviously FedEx is busy with the holiday packages. So for a couple of years, they've kind of suspended flights for the horses the last 2 weeks of December, but they're a little early this year. And we were lucky in that all the horses except Noble Confessor were able to get on the plane scheduled to come out to California for this weekend's Turf Festival. Now, they'll have to van back to their other locales. Hopefully, they'll stay in Southern California for a while. But, you mentioned that, you know, the big opening day of Santa Anita, the day after Christmas. There's the Grade 1 American Oaks, the Grade 1 Malibu, the Grade 1 La Brea. And they could have championship implications being the last Grade 1 races of the year. And, you know, unfortunately now, if anybody wants to come out and compete from the East Coast, they're going to have to hop a van as opposed to flying out. So it will impact not only those races, but again, when you ship one, a lot of times the trainers will send two or three to keep the cost of the shipping per horse down. And so it'll impact some of the horses coming from out of state on what is always a terrific card opening day at Santa Anita.
John, I mentioned the Turf Festival, two turf stakes at Del Mar. The Grade 2 Seabiscuit goes as the fifth race. The Grade 1 Hollywood Derby goes as the ninth. So why don't you and I preview that ninth race, Grade 1, where Test Score is the 5-2 morning line favorite in a field of eight, John?
Well, I tell you, if you got a chance to watch Test Score in the Twilight Derby at Santa Anita, I thought he was spectacular. He looked like a winner every step of the way. Trainer Graham Motion put blinkers on for the first time in the Twilight Derby, and I thought he was into the bit all the way around, and he was a very comfortable winner of the Twilight Derby. He is now 2-for-2 at the mile and eighth distance. That is the same as today's Hollywood Derby. And you look at the field and what he's been competing against compared to some of the others in here. He's been facing the best company. He's already a Grade 1 winner. He won the Belmont Derby at Saratoga, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the competition level for him. He's already a Grade 1 winner. And he's got enough tactical speed where horses like Friendly Confines and some of the others that might have some tactical speed, I don't think they will ever be out of his sight. The race absolutely goes through him. I don't think we'll get anything close to the 5-2 morning line. If you're trying to beat him, I think, Bob, the number 8, Tempest Volat for trainer Leonard Powell, he had a tough trip. You know, he's getting better and better. And you watch him, all of a sudden, he just seems like to be blossoming, and they took the Lasix off and let it ride stakes. I like the way he won that race, and Mirko DeMuro continues to have a solid meet, and maybe he's the price horse in the race for me to try and complete an exacta. You have Maz for Michael McCarthy on the rail. Hugh ran second in the Twilight Derby to Test Score. But really, the race definitely goes through Test Score for Grand Motion.
I agree, John. I thought he was the horse to beat. A couple new faces that did make it in, Salamis for Chad Brown, Tom's Magic for Mike Stidham. They have some pretty decent turf form. And, John, going back to Test Score, you mentioned all the positives, and one more. He ran well over this course as a two-year-old last year, made up ground off a very slow pace, came up a neck short. But he fires every single time, and I'm with you. I thought the way he stayed into the race last time under Juan Hernandez was impressive. I don't think he'll ever be too far out of it. And I agree. The race definitely goes through him, and I'm expecting a fairly short price in there. We'll talk to Bob Mazursky later in the show about the other stake race, the Seabiscuit. Hey, John, we had a situation here yesterday in the it was early in the card, a first or second race, I can't remember. But there was a inquiry, a non-change, and the winner of the race, Sea Dog, is trained by O.J. Harrigay, whose brother, Louis Harrigay, is one of the stewards. Now, we had this situation, John, about a year or maybe a little longer ago, where O.J. Harrigay had a stakes horse running here, involved in an inquiry, and I remember Scott Chaney, who is the director of the CHRB, said going forward, if that horse were to run, Louis would be recused when that horse ran in a stakes race. But he also said something to the effect of, but we're not going to take Louis out of the booth for a regular race on a Thursday. Well, it doesn't really matter, John, to the gambler, whether it's a 5,000 claimer or a stakes race. It doesn't matter to the trainer or the jockey, whether it's a 5 claimer or a stakes race. I think the perception here is a big problem, John. Wanted to get your thoughts on it.
I agree 1,000%, Bob. It was the second race yesterday, and the winner, on the horse on the lead turning for home, was named Sea Dog, and Contrary Chieftain was moving up to the outside. Now, Sea Dog is trained by O.J. Harrigay. He drifted out on the stretch, made some light contact with Contrary Chieftain, and it kind of caused the rider, Kazushi Kimura, to lose his balance a little bit, and he got back up. He lost a little momentum, got beat a half length, so that was the reason for the inquiry. Now, whether you think the horse should have come down or not is irrelevant to this. The problem being that, again, the potential for a conflict of interest. I'm not saying anything because I like Louis Harrigay, and I think he's a straight-up guy. But putting the California Horse Racing Board puts him in a difficult position in that he's related to somebody that has a vested interest in the outcome. And I think with all the perception rules we have now, we have all the – you have to sign up to work your horse. You have the regulatory vet checks, the PET scans, this, that, whatever. There's a ton of stuff that, all for safety and for perception that they're doing everything they can to make the racing safe. It makes no sense at all, and it's very inconsistent with the level of what we're trying to do to open the door for any potential conflict of interest that, a relative of somebody who has an interest in winning or losing a race gets to help decide the outcome of the race. Now, the race yesterday was a unanimous decision, so even if, for whatever reason, Louis Harrigay had decided, I'm going to say this horse, should not have come down, the other two guys might have voted it should come down, that didn't happen. So there was no impact on the race. I'm just saying you take this possible conflict of interest out of the equation. Shouldn't the CHRB basically say that if any of the stewards have any ties to people involved in the races, a particular race, they should just recuse themselves or be required to recuse themselves and let somebody else handle that decision for that particular race. And Bob, you're right. It doesn't matter if it's a $5,000 claimer or the Breeders' Cup. There's still that impact. And, the people that are involved, the other side of the fence, what if the people from Contrary Chieftain's barn say, well, that's not fair? Because they've got an argument.
All right. Hey, John, another thing that came up when Jetavator won, and what a neat old horse. He's 9 years old, John, turning 10 on January 1st, won the 7th race of his career. He's banked now over $400,000. He resides at about the $20,000 cowbred level. He got up and got the money. I mean, you have to love a horse like this. He lays it down every time. But there is a rule at Santa Anita, and I just looked it up in the condition book. It reads winners over 10 years old will not be eligible. I hope that means 11 and older and not 10 and older, because Jettivator, he's going good, John, and he's a month away from turning 10 years old. I hope and I think he's still eligible to run at Santa Anita if I'm reading the condition book correctly.
Well, he's trained by Peter Erton, who has a number of these older horses, and you're right. You look at him, he's a big, healthy, gray, white horse at this point of his career, and he just, you can tell he loves what he's doing. He still wants to battle. He got up by a neck in the finale yesterday. He looks healthy, and he's happy doing what he's doing. Just to decide because of a number that you can't compete anymore, especially, you know, at that kind of level. It's not like he's running for $5,000 or $3,200. And that was an optional 20,000 Calbred that he won, and he's won that condition several times. And you know, you watch those kinds of things, and it just makes you wonder, it's hard to put an arbitrary number. Maybe you ought to, do a little bit of looking at the horse and taking them on an individual basis, but I hope it's not the point where they have to, turn them out or just retire them. If the horse wants to race, there are horses that are unhappy when they can't be in training and getting out there with their friends. They like it, and some of them just kind of go backwards on you. So whatever happens, I know Peter Erton will do the right thing. He'll take care of this old guy.
Well, you make a good argument, John, and it takes me back to a saying I heard a long, long time ago. Why is common sense so uncommon? So that's one that we need to ponder for a while. Let's get into some handicapping, John, because this is a great 11-race card. Your sheet, of course, the Lindo Report. You did Del Mar. I think you did the late pick 5 at Churchill, and that is available to everyone at todaysracingdigest.com, and then free for those that that wander into the South Point and that great race book over there. So tell us, let's get a phone number out, because there's still lots of time to get up to the South Point before Christmas. Lots going on. Let's get the phone number out and then a play from you here off the Lindo Report.
Well, the phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. If you want to come out for the next couple of weeks, call now, because the National Finals Rodeo is coming to town. Bring your jeans and your cowboy hat, and you'll mix right in with the crowd. And trust me, those cowboys, they like to play the horses too, so you're going to have a lot of company there in the race book. As far as a play today, Bob, I'm going to go to the Seabiscuit Handicap. That's race 5 at Del Mar. And the comebacking El Potente, number 6, a horse that runs well fresh. He's got really good speed. If Cabo Spirit wants to make the lead, I'm sure Hector Barris can sit off the pace. If he wants to, I think Hector Barris can make the lead with El Potente. Either way, he's going to be up front in a trouble-free trip, and this is a horse that wants to beat you. He's as game as they come. 7-2 on the morning line, number 5, El Potente for me. That's the Seabiscuit Handicap. And, Bob, I know you put out your sheet today, so let's get a play from you.
Yeah, I did best play races 1, 5, and 10, $144 late pick 5 ticket. John, I'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row here, and I'm going to go to race number 10, and I'm going to try to beat the favorite in here, who is Mattaquette Road at 8-5. He's a comebacker that has not run since Saratoga in August. Has a lot of ability, competed in some very strong races. I just thought his work tab looked real sketchy as for a Bob Baffert horse. There's some gaps there, and to come back at 7 furlongs, I think it's going to be a tough gig. I'm going to try to beat him today. I like the horse drawn outside, number 10, Comedy Town. I thought this horse ran a big second over the track on Breeders' Cup weekend. He stayed here, and he's now in the Jeff Mullins barn. He gets Lasix back. He can handle the distance. I think he'll get a great trip under Hector Berrios. So let's try to beat the favorite. Race number 10, make it the 10, Comedy Town, 5-1 on the morning line. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. That'll be the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
We'll be right back. Eagles Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus for applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, John, how about a word about our cowbred of the week?
Well, we've got two cowbreds competing in the Turf Festival today, so we wanted to highlight them. In the Grade 2 Seabiscuit Stakes, that's the fifth, or Seabiscuit Handicap, excuse me, Old Pal is in here, and he's a cowbred. He's number 7 on the program. He's by Grazin. And in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante Stakes, that goes as race number 7 on the program. The horse on the outside, C. Drew, he is number 11 on the program. He is also a cowbred, and he is by Sistron. So good luck to the cowbreds going after graded stakes in the Turf Festival at Del Mar.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Doing great and closing it up here, which means Los Al is right around the corner, the winter thoroughbred meet. So, Bob, give us the dates, post times. I know a couple big races, the Starlet and the Futurity. You've got a handicapping contest coming up, so kind of give us the preview on what we can expect at Los Al Winter Thoroughbred Meet.
Yeah, we pack a lot in a matter of 6 days. We start next Friday, which is December 5th. We'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, so the 5th, 6th, and 7th of December, then the 12th, 13th, and 14th of December. 12:30 post every day. The Starlet will be run on the first Saturday of the meet, December 6th. That's a $200,000 grade two for two-year-old fillies. And then a week later, we have the $200,000 grade two Los Alamitos Futurity for two-year-olds. And the other two stakes races are two-year-old races for cowbreds. The Soviet Problem for the fillies on Sunday the 7th and the King Glorious on the closing day, December 14th. That's for two-year-old colts and geldings. They're both at 1 mile. The Futurity and the Starler are both a mile and a 16th. The handicapping contest will be on Saturday, December 13th. Now, those have been very popular contests. There's two spots up for grabs in the 26 NHC.
And, Bob, does your wagering menu differ much? I know you guys have the $2 pick six there, and I believe only one pick five a day. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have the one pick five on the first five races of the day. Then we have two $1 pick fours. You know, we follow the nighttime format with the $1 minimum pick fours. They're on races two through five. And then the final four races on a nine race card, of course, that would be six through nine, eight race card, five through eight. So, yeah, that's the only difference is the $1 minimum pick fours.
Well, John Lindo, you gave your radio play in the fifth, and we wanted Bob to preview that. So, John, why don't you jump in and see if you guys are going mano a mano or you're on the same page. John Lindo.
Yeah, Bob Mazursky, the first Turf Festival race today is the fifth race, the Seabiscuit Handicap. And, yeah, I like El Potente in there, but I'm always willing to listen to a good handicapper. So how do you see the Seabiscuit shaping up today?
Well, I like the same horse you do, John. I think he's the horse to beat, El Potente. You know, he's obviously trained very, very well for his comeback. He's run well for us before. As you said, he'll be in and out of trouble. He will not be in any trouble. He's going to be up close to the lead. And like you said, if somebody else wants the lead, he can sit second. So I think he'll run huge today. I think he's definitely the horse to beat. Of course, you have to respect Stay Hot, who's listed as the morning line favorite, and Almendares, who both like this turf course. But I think if El Potente comes back as good as he left, he'll be very tough to beat.
And as far as the radio play, where do you want to go today?
I'm going to go to the Jimmy Durante. I like number eight, Yours Sincerely. I still remember how visually impressive she was when she broke her maiden over this turf course during the summer meet. She had some traffic troubles in the Surfer Girl. Wristfully rides her back, and I think with enough pace in this race, I think if she gets clear sailing, she can get the job done. So number eight, Yours Sincerely, in the Jimmy Durante, which is race seven on the program.
Race seven, the eight, Yours Sincerely, 5-1 under Umberto Wristfully. Bob, thank you very much. Good luck on a great meet at Los Al. We'll check in with you next Saturday.
Sounds good, Bob. Take care today. Take care and good luck today.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to a great weekend. And that Stars of Tomorrow card at Churchill is going to be a good one today. We wanted you to preview one of the races, and that is the 11th, the Golden Rod for fillies. Explora, who was scheduled to go out there, did not end up making the trip. Bruce, there's a few scratches in there, but still a nice full field of 10. How did you see the race, the 11th, at Churchill Downs?
You know, I didn't check the scratch. I mean, I didn't get the updated scratches yet. So if I land on a horse that scratches, you can interrupt me, okay, Bob?
All right, I'm going to give you like the gong show, right?
Yeah, give me the buzzer just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a very neat race. I'll tell you a horse that I think has a really good future and just might be the play today, even though it's bucking a lot of obstacles, is the 11 Bella Ballerina for Godolphin. This horse, before its debut, was working up a storm at Churchill Downs. It just looked phenomenal, and she ran to her work. She was 7-5 on the morning line. Not a tremendous amount of speed. She raced wide. She loomed up, was right near the leaders. I'll tell you what was most impressive. Take a look at Tyler Gaffalione opening up the reins and saying, okay, it's time to go, and she took off. She really had that just, you know, that quick turn of foot, and she could not have won easier. Yes, she's trying stakes horses, two turns at the same time, but these two-year-olds just seem to improve so quickly, more so than you know, others. Just off the visual, I think that maybe she can overcome some of these obstacles here today. So I'm going to put the 11, Bella Ballerina. She's 10-1 on the line with the scratch of Explora. Look for her to drop quite a bit from there. Another long shot, though, that's very interesting here that you may also want to bet is the 3 Just Singing. This horse broke bad on October 26th, doing 2 turns here, rallied wide into a very slow pace, came the last 16th of a mile in 6 seconds. And if you take a look at a horse like Life of Joy, who ran on the same card, that maiden race was just as fast as Life of Joy winning the Rags to Riches. Not only was it just as fast, it was faster late, was Just Singing. She can really finish, and a race loaded with speed, I think she's another one to take a look at. So 2 price plays here, the 11 Bella Ballerina and the horse with the 2-turn race over the track, the 3 Just Singing.
John Lindo, we always get 2 radio plays from Bruce. Why don't you get the first one?
Bruce, a lot to choose from between that Stars of Tomorrow card and Delmar. Those are the 2 tracks you usually work on. Let's get your first play from the out-of-state. Are you going to stick to Churchill Downs?
Yeah, let's go to Churchill. Not as pricey in the 8th race. This is the Fern Creek. I think the switch on the 7 On-Time Girl from Keeneland back to Churchill Downs is going to be the difference maker. Take a look at how much faster the Churchill Downs track is. When you take a look at the track variant, she could not have looked better in a September 11th allowance race. She didn't break especially well. She rushed up, took over, and dominated. She ran on the slower Keeneland track, took pressure from the inside. She ran well in defeat, but not quite as impressive as her Churchill Downs race. I think she's better maybe with being nearer to the outside. She gets, you know, the 7 box today, and there is zero speed in this race. I think if Irad Ortiz can get her out of here, I think she's going to get a very soft front-running trip. I don't know what kind of price you're going to get. It's a few horses kind of bunched together, but for favoritism. But I like the 7 quite a bit. On-Time Girl listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, tell us what you have available today on the website, and then we want to get your second pick as well coming out to Del Mar.
So it's just the 2 racetracks today, Bob. Full card, the 11 race package at Del Mar, and also the last 7 races on the featured Stars of Tomorrow card at Churchill. So you're getting a lot of action there. That we call the combo platter, and then just the 4 best plays at Del Mar, all at Bet on Bruce.
And where do you want to come for your Del Mar play?
Well, let's go with the – I'm going to go with – in a tribute to Jeff Siegel, I really like his horse today in the 3rd race, Surfing USA. She ran okay on debut, even better next time out. She finished 2nd to a nice first-time starter last time out. But I like the way she runs on the stretch out. She's sort of a steady, stalking kind of horse. She has enough positional speed sprinting. She can run late, but she's kind of more of a steady-going horse that I think will go much better going long. She's got the 2 sprints to the routes. She puts the blinkers on. I think she's good to go here today for Jeff Siegel, the legendary Jeff Siegel, race 3. Let's go with the 5, Surfing USA, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And Jeff's co-owner, Eric Sondheimer, he's already down here in the press box. He checked in with me to see who I picked in the 3rd race. So it's a go for them, and that would be a great, obviously, we're all rooting.
I wanted to touch really quick with John. This is odd about this horse is and this race that he's coming out of. There is no buyer figure attached to that last race. And I just wonder what happened.
I have no idea why. I saw that, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, and you know what? It was the only sprint race run on the turf. Well, they do that all the time when there's one type of race. They still affix a number to it. I just thought that was bizarre. I don't know. Maybe that'll help our price. Who knows?
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Scott Shapiro, you are listening to a Turf Festival edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830. For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contests in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus for applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of sunsets and stars. This Sunday night, we'll host trials to our final derby of the season, the Grade 2 Southern California Derby. Many of the top sophomores in the country will be in action, led by Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks winner, Shaken Going On, and Town Policy Handicap winner, Astronomical 123, plus a slew of outstanding derby contenders. It's an action-packed program with the 10 fastest sophomores advancing to the Southern California Derby Final. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool for this promotion has now reached over $100,000. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the Southern California Derby Trials this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and John, before we bring in Jonathan Hardoon, some just closing notes here at Del Mar. I mentioned the 11 races, the 11:30 first post, but mandatory payouts tomorrow, John. And what else is going on this weekend at Del Mar?
Well, today, the $3,000 Del Mar Fall Challenge Handicapping Contest, you're going to be involved. So best of luck to you, Bob. I hope you take down the money. That tournament also provides seats to the Nationals Horse Players Championship, one of the two ways you can qualify for the NTRA. You've got to be an NTRA member. Go to NTRA.com for that. If you want to play online, there's a $210 live qualifier at horseplayers.com. And for tomorrow, Bob, at Del Mar, with the mandatory payouts, you can get free data courtesy of Del Mar. You go to DMTC.com/data on us. One of those providing some of the information will be our sponsors, Today's Racing Digest. So they're going to try and help you win and take out that money on closing day.
And if you're playing through TwinSpires.com, don't forget to use your alternate selections when playing pick fours and pick fives. It can be a very valuable tool. Make sure you do that. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. You had 10 races. You have 10 races today at Aqueduct, but you kicked off very early. What are the conditions there, John?
Well, it's a beautiful day. It's just cold. It's in the 40s. The card, not so good, to be honest with you. No stake races the entire Thanksgiving weekend. For years, they ran the Fall Highway this weekend, but they did away with that stake race, and that's not good. But unfortunately, that's the situation we're dealing with here.
John Lindo, you brought to my attention this kind of, I kind of missed this, the Rudy Rodriguez situation with Heise. So, John, maybe a quick brief explanation and then get John Hardoon's thoughts on that and also his first radio play.
Well, John Hardoon, it looks like the New York-based trainer, Rudy Rodriguez, who I know you know, is facing potential penalties and a suspension based on a Heise rule saying that refers to cruelty. I'd just like your opinion. This is not a guy I've ever had on my radar that would be a cruelty to animals kind of guy. He gets on his own horses. He's been training for a ton of years, and I've never seen any kind of situation involving Rudy Rodriguez. What do you know? What can you tell me about trainer Rudy Rodriguez?
Well, I know him personally. He was used to be Richard Dutrow's exercise rider. He even gave him an opportunity to ride some horses, and then he went out on his own. It's a ridiculous claim. I mean, anyone that knows the guy or has ever been by his barn sees the operation he runs. Like you said, he's a hands-on trainer. He gets on all his horses, and his brother's in the game. The whole family's in the game. I don't believe it for one second, and I refuse to believe it, and I would like to see proof to all this, which I guess they're going to be able to show you since they accused the guy of it. So let's see the proof. I don't buy it.
I'm in your corner there. We'll just wait to see what happens with that. Now, John, I know there's no stakes races over Thanksgiving weekend at Aqueduct, which I find impossible, but that's apparently the case. And I know you've done a lot of work, not only Aqueduct, but you do Churchill Downs. You've added Gulfstream Park and, of course, Del Mar. So let's get a first radio play from you. Somewhere out of state, what track do you want to go to?
Okay, so we'll go to the 10th and final at Aqueduct. It's actually a full field. There's a late scratch in there of the five, but it still leaves 12 horses. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Mo 88. This is a 3-year-old gelding from John Ortiz barn. 6 career starts, 5 of them on the turf. The one race on the dirt wins this race. Ricardo Santana, who's having a terrific meet ride, 7-2 on the morning line, draws a good outside box going a flat mile. Number 8, Mo 88, wins today's 10th race out at Aqueduct.
And, John, you want to come to Del Mar for your second play?
I do. We're going to look at the 11th and final, and I really like the number 2 horse in here, Uncle Happy. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Leonard Powell barn. Diego Herrera, who's having a tough meet, he's better than 1-for-41 rider. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 12-to-1 on the morning line. I think he's going to work out a good trip breaking from the inside. The one horse is a late scratch in there. I like number 2, Uncle Happy, 12-to-1 on the morning line to upset and win today's 11th and final out at Del Mar.
John, give us the coordinates on the website and what we can find there, what's available at johnhardoon.com.
JohnHardoon.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. We have 4 tracks up today because we're going to handle Churchill the last couple of closing days, but we do Churchill, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and, of course, Del Mar selections.
Have a great day, John. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing some work both online for DRF, for First Racing. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Hope you guys are having a good start to the weekend.
Well, it wasn't a good start yesterday, but today and tomorrow are going to be great, I can tell you that. Hey, we wanted you to preview the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill. Not a big field. I think there's only 7 in there. Goes as the 10th race. How good is Further Ado?
Yeah, it's a good question. From a wagering perspective, not good enough for me to take what is likely to be a short price. He's a one-number horse. The one number was at Keeneland. Churchill and Keeneland can play differently. All that said, I mean, it was an impressive effort. You know, Spendthrift was winning just about everything at Keeneland during that period of time, something to take into account. And, you know, he's likely to regress off of it. It was a huge effort, 20 lengths victory, but I don't think he's a great wager. I think Soldier and Diplomat is the play in here. This is a Son of Army Mule, 950,000. Bred to be a sprinter, but I don't think that's the way this one is going to end up turning out. I don't think his pedigree has a whole lot to do with why they spent the 950. I think it has to do with what they saw on the track. And he really put it together last time out, 6-5 shots, stretching out to the one-turn mile, relaxed nicely, finished extremely well. Steve Asmussen should have him ready to stretch out to the mile in a 16th. And I think Cherokee Nation, the maiden for Baffert from Southern California, shipping out has a big shot here as well. I would think they were likely to send him aggressively from the inside after losing by a nose in that battle with Mr. AP, who, of course, came back and ran a good second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So Cherokee Nation, big shot as a maiden, but I like Soldier and Diplomat here with obvious respect to further ado.
Well, Schaper gave us a winner at Laurel last week. That was Grammy Girl at 680, winning the Willa on the Move Stakes. So, John Lindo, why don't you get Shapiro's play today?
Well, Scott, I know you did a lot of work on the rest of that two-year-old card at Churchill Downs. Did you want to go for a radio play there, or did you want to go to Del Mar? Where do you want to come out for your other play?
I'm going to stick with the Churchill two-year-old card, one of my favorite cards of the year. And I like a 6-1 shot in race 7. This is a maiden special. Two-year-olds, of course, all the races are. Go on the mile and the 16th over the main track. And I like number 2, Liberty National here, 6-1 on the line. It's a Son of Max field that they spent $525,000 for. And I think he's a two-turn horse, and I think he's going to be a good one based on what I've seen in the mornings. And Jose Ortiz, when he broke well from the gate on debut at Keeneland, and then he just, you know, I know Kenny McKeith likes to give his horses a prep, maybe take them back and let them make one run. He took them too far back. He got them way out of the race. He ended up finishing pretty well. I think on the stretch out with an inside post and Brian Hernandez Jr. board, we're going to see the quality of this colt. So give me number 2, Liberty National, race 7 at Churchill Downs at 6-1.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend. We will talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, John, we have a minute or so before the break. Let's take an opportunity to thank all of our sponsors who make our show possible. Just so loyal, and we really appreciate it. Keeps us on the air, and let's just list off some of those sponsors that we need to thank, John.
We're very lucky to have people like the South Point Hotel out here in Las Vegas, the people at Legacy Ranch, you know, Evelyn and Pete Perella, the Derby Room that they're involved with as well, California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. How about the NTRA and their tournaments going to the NHC? Today's Racing Digest, you have the satellite sites like the Gas Lamp Tavern and the Derby Room and the OC Tavern, Los Alamitos. You know, there's just we're so lucky to have all these people that have been in our corner for a long time. We thank them, and we appreciate their loyalty and support, and it keeps us on the air. And we'll be going, you know, we're looking at another decade coming up here at the turn of the year. So thank you guys, everybody, for sponsoring Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Love it, John. Love doing this every Saturday along with you, and really appreciate you putting the show together the way you do. So let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett from South Florida, Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet, with outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, December 5th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend of racing will feature a pair of stakes races for juvenile fillies. The Grade 2 $200,000 Starlet on Saturday with points on the line to the Kentucky Oaks. Plus, top cowbred fillies will race in the Soviet Problem on Sunday. We'll host an on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, December 5th.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get right down to South Florida and check in with Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Doing really well. Your championship meet is underway at Gulfstream. First of all, what are the conditions today?
Oh, it's almost all to pedal all the time. The championship meet is off to a roaring start. This will be our third day of racing. And at the end of today's card, the score will be Tepeda 22, Dirt 6. Thank you very much.
And what about turf?
What about it? Now you see it, now you don't. You know, this is like, going to see David Copperfield in Las Vegas. Yeah, this is the illusion. And the beauty of this, I'm literally right now, I paused it, watching a work at Palmetto's on the turf course yesterday with a horse called Ramsey Pond, working in company with Brown Sugar, not a divot in sight. I know that there were sprinkles in my neighborhood Wednesday. I looked at the forecast all the way through Wednesday. Didn't see any rain in Hallandale. During Thursday's card, there was some rain. It wasn't anything extensive. Main track yesterday, there was dust coming off the main track. I can't answer. All I know is, as John Lindo had pointed out a long time ago, Tepeda was supposed to be used in emergency cases. It's become the dominant surface, and it's one of the reasons why I don't produce a daily sheet anymore.
John Lindo, jump in with Toby.
Yeah, I saw they were off the turf again today, Toby. They had a mandatory pick-six scheduled today. So, I mean, there are people doing the work, and now they got to redo the work. And that's why it was a Pasadena for me. So, let's get a radio play from you if you find something on the dirt you like, or if you have to call the audible and go synthetic.
Well, you'll get no synthetic audibles. Like, your card today is awesome. But there are 2 2-year-old races today on the dirt. We have the My Dear Girl at a mile and a 16th, and the In Reality Stakes, races 5 and 10. In the fifth race, the Three Mythical, She Looks Like a Stick Out. The 4, Love Like Lucy, the 6, Dare Greatly, and the 5, Bayou Bridget, should round out the gimmicks. 10th race, Take Out the 6, Gold Miner. I like the 1, Kozalite. Kozalite and the 2, Prost, both trained together. There is a video of that. Kozalite looked the best. I'll take the 1, Kozalite, with the 2, Prost, the 5, Strategic Risk, and the 4, Hawk. 1, 2, 5, 4 to slam the door in the 10th. These are playable races. They are dirt races, and the weather conditions should be just fine.
Thank you, Toby. Talk again on Saturday.
Hopefully we will. Thanks, Bob.
That was Toby Kellett. Final stop, Michael Rona. He's back from a nice little vacation, a working vacation. Good morning, Michael.
Good night, Bob.
Down in the Bahamas, I know you were working a charity event down there for the Redhams, and looked like from what you posted online, you had a blast, Michael.
Yeah, it was certainly an enjoyable place to spend a few days. As far as the event is concerned, it raised $250,000 for the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. So it was a tremendous success. The organizers were delighted, and I was happy to play a small part.
Great. Now, coming back to the racing action, you've got a stellar field set for the LoSal $2 million fraternity.
Yeah, last week's trials produced the second highest wagering of the whole year at Los Alamitos. The fastest qualifier was in force, coming straight out of his victory in the Gold One, in the Grade One Golden State Million Futurity. He defeated the Ed Burke Million Futurity winner Jessheim Werfert in a strong, fast trial, the latter also qualifying. So they'll be in the final in a couple of weeks from now. Political Twist was one of the most anticipated out-of-state shippers, brought a 5-6 record to LoSal, including a victory in the Grade 1 Ruidoso Derby. His only defeat was a second-place finish in the All-American Futurity. He was absolutely sensational, easily winning his trial. He'll be one of the top fancies in the final. Also of note is Toby Siss, a full sister to the excellent older horse London Toby, who was a recent private purchase originally with All Red and Willoughby, now owned by Valeriano Racing Stables, who had the winner of the $2 million Futurity 2 years ago, Transstation V. And she was exceptional, clocking the 3rd fastest time of the night for her new connections. The beautiful grey filly, named Beautiful, went 5-6 in her career, winning her trial. She made it into the final, and she's trained by Kristen Watanabe, who also had the second fastest qualifier, High Octane. So tremendous depth. The final 2 weeks from tomorrow is going to be exceptional.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we've got a 5:45 first post time tonight. We've got about a minute or so, and no stakes race, but we're going to get a radio play. Let's get some action tonight at LoSal.
Well, the program finishes with a very good allowance for three-year-olds and up at 300 yards. That's race number 8. I've been a fan of number 7, Special to Corona, since he debuted at the end of last year. Made a big impression across the winter into the early spring. He came back as a gelding 2 starts ago, the very good second in fast time, and then had excuses last time out. I think he's perfectly poised in the outside gate. and I think he can take care of business here. We'll finish the night with a winner in race 8, number 7, Special to Corona. And tomorrow night, Bob and John, we have the trials to the Southern California Derby.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Hooray.
Hey, John, we got a real battle going here in the jockey and trainer standings as we close out the weekend here. John Sadler, George Papapodromo tied with 9 winners each. In the jockey standings, Rispoli 14, Frasu 13, Mirko DeMuro completing the all-Italian trifecta. Those guys have been riding great. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas. I know you're going to make it back tomorrow for closing day, John. Safe travels. We'll see you then. Thanks to Trevor and Chris inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show coming up.